brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have caught CNN red-handed, attempting to discredit Charlie Sheen, shopping guests, trying to get people to come on, trying to put words in their mouth. We have three different sources on this. William Rodriguez, one of the heroes of 9/11, one of the last out of the rubble alive, will be joining us. 2 days ago, and I dropped the ball, he called me 2 nights ago, and I just missed his call until yesterday. He contacted our office and told us that CNN had said they wanted him to come on Anderson Cooper's 360 Live and talk about the new footage of the plane hitting the Pentagon. And they wanted him to talk about how Charlie Sheen was wrong. And they had a car on its way to pick him up, and they said, you believe this, don't you? You're going to say this, aren't you? And he said, no, I support Charlie Sheen 100%. And they said, well, we're canceling the interview then. This is how they do their pressure jobs. So we'll be covering that coming up after this first break. Then we have the lawyer coming on, Philip Berg. And, of course, he represented Ellen Mariani in a suit against the government for involvement in 9/11. And he's a former high-level office holder in state government in his own right, very credible source. He got a similar call, a similar setup. And we're also hearing from both of these men that that's also what was reported to Jimmy Walters, the billionaire philanthropist who's been funding a lot of the 9/11 truth movement. And this just illustrates the propaganda. Also, Bloomberg has attacked us and said that PrisonPlanet.com believes that a plane didn't hit the Pentagon. We have never said that. We said we believe the whole thing is a setup, whether a plane hit it or not, and they're attacking us, and I demand a retraction from them. We've gotten retractions from Knight Ridder News Service, from the San Francisco Chronicle, and others just in the last month. I'm going to see if we can get a retraction on this. When they report lies, it needs to be exposed. So we'll get into that as well. We have Colonel Craig Roberts joining us to talk about 9/11, the New World Order, the police state, and a lot more. Coming up in the second and third hour today, we'll have open phones for that. Here's the other headlines we'll be covering today. Knesset member, strike Iran now, warns if U.S. and others don't take action, Israel should act alone. Another incredible story here out of WBAL-TV, Baltimore. Couple arrested for asking directions. The police admit it. You're not allowed to ask directions. That is not respectful of the police. Of course, New York police are on record arresting children who get off at a bus stop before their house and get French fries to eat after school, arresting pregnant women who are tired sitting on park benches. It's all about letting us know we're the slaves, they're the boss. New NRA campaign asks lawmakers to pledge not to confiscate guns in times of crisis, ABC News. That's how far this has gone. We're having to ask them not to confiscate our guns. I mean, this is 11th hour right now. Judge gives go-ahead in wiretapping suit. Plaintiffs in NSA wiretapping case give an okay to use AT&T documents to build their case against telecom giants. Asia mirrors falling world stocks. BBC stocks 2 days ago started sliding globally on Fed Reserve printing money at record rates and increasing the main interest rate. Chinese agent pleads guilty to arms plot. Agent bought F-16 engines and nuclear missiles. That's the headline from Reuters for China. But we've got to search your car on the side of the highway, but leave the border wide open. But we got Chi-Coms trying to... it just never ends. Immigration debate bill, amnesty issue. That's right, it's in there. Total amnesty is what Bush is proposing. It's all coming up after this quick break. You do not want to miss the next 3 hours. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, JonesReport.com are the websites. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We've got international and national news of the greatest importance. Israel openly saying they may go ahead and strike Iran. We'll be getting into that. Colonel Craig Roberts joins us on a host of issues in the second and third hour. We'll have open phones. We have American citizens being arrested for politely asking police directions. That's out of the major Baltimore news stations and newspapers. It's all coming up today, but let me just say something about Charlie Sheen right out of the gates. Charlie is a great guy. He is a caring person, a very informed person. He has been lied about. He has been extorted, in his own words. He's being extorted. And he asked me not to defend him a month ago, but I've been attacked many times in association with Sheen, and I have tried to defend him in limited ways, just using his own words to defend him when the question has been raised on other talk show interviews I've done on other stations, when I'm a guest, and on my own broadcast. But Denise Richards' sister is in mainstream newspapers. She's so dumb, she doesn't know what she did, saying, we'll bring out more dirt on him if he doesn't do what we want in this custody battle. Now, that is called blackmail. That is called extortion. You are not allowed to do that in any state in the union, and they're so stupid, they're out in the open admitting that in a legal negotiation that they are threatening to bring out more real or manufactured, whatever it is, against Charlie Sheen. And you notice it's as if somebody flipped a switch, and I wish I could tell you what else was going on behind the scenes. Weeks after Sheen goes public about 9/11, exposing Building 7 and the Pentagon and other key issues, he is savaged. He is attacked by the national media, and suddenly all these other allegations come out. These incredible hit pieces come out. It's even in the divorce filing that they didn't like him talking about 9/11. This man is a hero. He's not a perfect person. None of us are, but again, most of it is a total fraud, totally manufactured. He's a hero for knowing he'd be attacked. He knew this would happen, and he put it all on the line. Now we have incontrovertible evidence of premeditated news shopping by CNN. Now, let me explain something. People were shocked that CNN's, we're about to go to William Rodriguez, survivor of 9/11, hero of 9/11, won the big hero medal there in New York and got federal decorations at the White House. Now exposing 9/11 as an inside job, but let me digress. Let me be clear here. Showbiz Tonight is another division, another group in CNN. I talked to their producers. I talked to many of their people. They know about 9/11. They know what's going on. A.J. Hammer put it all on the line. Was under a lot of pressure for having myself and others on for four nights in a row, guest after guest agreeing and supporting Charlie Sheen. A.J. Hammer has a lot of courage, and then they were told, we don't care if you're getting record ratings, we don't care if you're getting, you normally get 3,000 votes in a poll, you've gotten 44,000 votes, we don't care if this is getting national attention, shut up, the story is dead. Ed Asner, actor Ed Asner, was award-winning actor Ed Asner, political activist Ed Asner, was in his car, the car was on the way to take him to CNN to be on the A.J. Hammer Showbiz Tonight, and it was canceled. They were told by high-ups, no, the story's dead, you're not covering it. And I talked to CNN, others talked to CNN, got the same story, that's part of the record. Now, that's one division that got hammered for trying to do real news. You go over to CNN News, their main channel, and Anderson Cooper and the PSYOP boys, and it's a totally different story. Anderson Cooper's people called me, did their pre-interview with me. I wouldn't basically say what they wanted, so it didn't happen. Fox News did the same thing. It was canceled. Well, we have William Rodriguez. We have Mr. Berg coming on later, one of the lawyers that sued the government over involvement in 9/11 for some of the widows. He's coming on. He got the same phone call. William Rodriguez got a call, and they said, we want somebody to come on and to attack Charlie Sheen. We want somebody to come on and say that they believe this is a plane hitting the Pentagon, because you look at that ridiculous video, it's more of the same. And he said no, and they had a car en route to pick him up, and they canceled it. That's how they pressure you. They say, oh, we're just going to have you on live. Oh, now we're not going to do that. Oh, we're going to have a car come and pick you up, but you're going to say this, aren't you? Well, no, I support Sheen 100%. Well, we're canceling. And the same thing happened to Eileen Proctor, the publicist who I know well, for Jimmy Walter and others. He's in France right now, but she got a call. They're ready to put him on live from France. He said no. So I'm proud of William Rodriguez for standing up for Charlie Sheen. I'm proud of Berg. I'm proud of everybody. I'm proud of you guys for standing up. Let's go to William Rodriguez right now, who's at Ground Zero, a part of a protest right now. They're at the site of the government-sponsored attack. William, thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you so much, Alex. And, again, my second home. Thank you.
God bless you, my friend.
God bless you.
For those that don't know, just in a nutshell, tell us who you are, and, of course, you were one of the most highly decorated heroes of 9/11.
I'm the last survivor pulled from the rubble from the North Tower, the person that had the master key that opened all the doors of the North Tower. I went up the stairwells, followed by the fire department, floor by floor, opening the doors so people would escape. And by the actions, hundreds of people were able to escape on 9/11. At the last moment, I was bringing a person on a wheelchair down to the lobby. When the building started to collapse, I slid right under a fire truck 12 feet away from the revolving doors of the entrance, and the building collapsed right on top, and then I was pulled from the rubble.
So when others ran out, you ran in, and it's because you've got courage that you're standing up and exposing the official story. Tell us blow by blow what CNN called, what they said, what happened.
Oh, well, first I received a call that they call Eileen Proctor, the publicist, looking for me and looking for Jimmy Walter. And for an appearance on the Anderson Cooper show, the call came from the producer, Deborah, I tell you the name right now, Deborah Huberman. and that they wanted me to speak about the videos just released yesterday from the Pentagon. I mean, the day before yesterday, from the Pentagon. And I said, no problem. I'd be able to talk about it. And they asked me, you know, what was my position, what did I do? And then when I gave them my whole information, they said, oh, my God, we have a whole library of B-roll. For those that don't understand what a B-roll is support video of many interviews that I've done in the past for CNN. They said, oh, we have an archive, a full archive of your information. We're going to put you on. And then they called me afterwards and said, will you be able to do it live at 10:30? I said, no problem. We're going to send a car for you to pick you up. I said, better. I'm in New Jersey. Then I get another call saying that they were still putting up the details. If I had any trouble having another view on the show from a victim that lost somebody on the Pentagon flight. I say, I have no problem. They say, what is my position? I said, well, I still believe that the government is still lying to us, that we don't know the truth of what happened on that day, that the videos that were just released did not show everything. You only see another speck of the nose of what it is, probably a plane, but we don't even know if that's a flight. We want to know, you know, all the evidence that they have to be available for all the families and survivors. And he said, so what is your position with the Charlie Sheen issue? Because Charlie has been out there saying lies about 9/11. I said, no, he's not saying lies. Actually, I believe in what Charlie Sheen
has said. Let me stop you. CNN, yeah. The CNN producer called him a liar.
Yes. Not this producer. They have a researcher that calls you afterwards.
So another person called and said, he's telling lies. We want you to come on and counter it.
Practically, yes.
Okay, and please continue.
And well, I said, no, we believe we support Charlie Sheen 100%. And there's no problem with it. They called me back. They said that if I had any problem, that they will record the show. Now the show was moved to 9:30. Say, no problem. Then I get a call again from the researcher asking me more information about where I was on 9/11, what was my stance again on what happened.
Now, to be specific, when did, because you told us yesterday, told my producer yesterday, specifically they said, we want you to come on and attack Sheen, we want you to disagree, and you saw a plane, didn't you, William? You agree, you see a plane, don't you, William?
Not quite like that. It was a subtle way to imply that, you know, I was in the area. I said, well, I was living in the Pentagon. I was at the World Trade Center. You see, I represent the victims of the World Trade Center. I have no problem talking about that, but I wasn't at the Pentagon. And
ask you, hey, you disagree with Sheen, right? He's a liar.
Yeah,
you disagree with him.
If I disagree with Sheen, and I will talk about that. And I said, of course not.
So they said, you disagree with him, you'll talk about that, won't you? You said no, and what happened?
Yes. And then they called me back, and they said they're going to have a car picking me up at A15 to take me to the studios. And all of a sudden, I get another call, and they said, listen, thank you for your time. We canceled the show. The piece. They said, what do you mean you canceled the piece? He said, well, we are going with video, and we will comment right on top of the video. And I said, oh, wow. Then I received a call from Fieldberg, the lawyer, who told me that they wanted him on another show, not Anderson Cooper, but on another show, the Beckett show, and David Beckett, I think. And they asked him to do the same.
So they asked him to do the same thing on another show, so trying to line up guests who are supposed 9/11 researchers from the other side, they tried to get you guys to basically come over and specifically attack Sheen. I mean, that shows a unified, premeditated agenda that they had. Now, I didn't see those shows that night, William.
Yes.
Did you? What specifically did they do on the shows?
I did not see it because, remember, I was on the way to go over there, and at the last moment I was canceled, so I made other arrangements, so I never saw what they actually presented. But they didn't have, they expected the crime victim to be in front of the camera complaining about the video and saying that, yes, that will dispel all the theories out there. They were looking, because they were actually talking all day before even the video being released, They were saying that this will actually destroy all the conspiracy theories.
And it doesn't. It doesn't. It only supercharges it. Stay there, William Rodriguez. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards, liability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Senate committee investigations in the 1960s called the international communist movement the greatest conspiracy the world has ever witnessed? They said the communists had infiltrated into high government offices in the State Department and also advisors to presidents. Did you know that the communist infiltration successfully stopped all FBI investigations into their secret activities? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
William Rodriguez, head janitor there in one of the towers, helped the firefighters rescue a lot of people. The building collapsed on him. Last person pulled alive from the rubble. And CNN wanted him to come on and attack Charlie Sheen specifically. Wanted him to agree that the video shows a plane hitting the Pentagon. And a lot of people were confused. The video was just like the one they released 4 years ago from the parking lot, the two new videos. But no, they're different. They're new. And it's even less conclusive than the last one. You just see some little little grayish spot looks nothing like a plane, and the news is all, this is absolutely conclusive. There, you see the plane. There, you see it. I mean, it's like a parlor trick by a magician or something. But this illustrates their agenda. I mean, I didn't see those particular reports that night, but that day I did, and the next day I did, and we've got all these clips of Fox and CNN on the site, and links where you can watch clips of them, where they're just going, ha-ha, conclusive, total proof, look at it. And they show it, and it's not proof. It just heightens the entire debate, which I believe it's designed to do, to make this the central issue. But, William, did they seem irritated whenever you weren't going to come on and stab Charlie Sheen in the back?
No, they didn't seem irritated. They were, like, taken aback. They were like, we'll call you right back. And every time it was, I call you right back. I have, like, probably six calls from them. And
do you think they were stupid? I mean, they didn't know that you were out there exposing 9/11 as an inside job?
Yeah, I think they were totally unaware of what was my position. Because probably they look under their... Actually, they were trying to get Jimmy Walter first to attack him because of Reopen 911. And they insisted, you represent Reopen 911, don't you? I said, well, I speak for them, yes.
So it looks like they did know then. Why were they... I mean, why would they get Walter to try to come on and go, yes, it's proof a plane hit it, and Charlie Sheen is a liar? I mean, that's amazing that the producer said to you, or you said one of the researchers, did you get their name, the person that called him a liar?
The second person, no.
I mean, all Charlie Sheen, and of course I've been through this too, where four or five different people call you.
Yes.
I mean, all Charlie Sheen said, if there's something wrong with Building 7, there's something wrong with the whole thing, and those five frames.
He's just questioning. And I tell you something, Alex. I want to add something that you said to the audience in the beginning, that he was attacked by through the divorce papers about his position on 9/11. I will go, if I have to court to stand right next to Charlie Sheen on his position.
Well, you might have to do that. I mean, he's been under such an incredible attack, and he's just been taking it stoically. I mean, to see this happening, this shows behind the scenes, and I know CNN and Fox and others did attack Sheen, saying, boy, this sure shows he's dumb. This sure shows him up. All he said is, the five frames at the Pentagon don't show a plane. This is suspicious. All he called for was a real investigation.
And he's right. The families have been asking for that all along. It's 5 years, and we still don't know exactly what happened.
So he stands with the families. He stands with so many others.
Oh, yes, definitely. And we need people like Charlie Sheen, people with a VIP status in Hollywood, to open their mouth and question the original story.
Well, a lot of people, I agree. A lot of people were watching Charlie to see what happened to him. That's why the government, with their operatives and their whisper campaign, have really tried to hurt him, but they call him the indestructible, the Teflon Sheen, and he has bounced back through all of these latest, folks, headlines like, did he kill a woman? I mean, just, and then they go talk to the Houston police, and they talk to the girl's friend. They go, she hadn't talked to him in 8-9 years. She doesn't even know him. None of this happened. She died of an overdose. She was dying of leukemia. I mean, just wild lies, just the wildest stuff you can imagine.
I believe it. I believe it because I have gone through some kind of smear campaign as well. But the thing is that the government made me their image in the beginning, thinking that I was going to be part of the whole scheme. And then after I turned around and I started accusing them of manipulating the evidence and the story, the official story, they didn't know what to do with me.
Well, they've got a problem, William Rodriguez, because so many police and firemen are now going on radio talking about the bombs, talking about all the weird men in suits with, you know, earpieces, running around out of the building, telling them to stay in the building. I mean, everybody's starting to wake up now. The globalists are in deep trouble.
Yes, definitely. I agree with you, Alex.
Well, look, I appreciate you standing up for Charlie. You know, I didn't run away from Charlie when these allegations came out because I knew they were...
I'm not running away. I'm the highest profile survivor speaking around the nation and around the world.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You didn't run away. I didn't run away. We're not deserting people that have courage. We see a premeditated hit piece when we know one. I mean, we know one when we see it, and it's just unbelievable. Folks, this is so obvious when you see this. Now we have hardcore evidence by three separate people, Eileen Proctor, Berg, and Rodriguez, about them shopping for for guests to have a one-sided story attacking Sheen. Stay there. Stay there, William.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69 or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
We've got William Rodriguez, the last survivor to be pulled from the rubble. He stayed in the building until it collapsed, helping firefighters with his keys. He had the master key as the head janitor to unlock all the doors for him, and he almost died. Then they tried to use him as a poster boy for 9/11. He found out it was an inside job. He was there that day when the bombs were going off. So he's with us riding shotgun. CNN called him up and specifically called Charlie Sheen a liar and said, we want you to come on and attack him over the new evidence of the plane hitting the Pentagon. It's not new evidence. And he said he wouldn't do it. They tried to pressure him. They had the car coming and then canceled it on him. And we're now told similar calls were made to Philip J. Berg, Esquire, with the law offices of Philip J. Berg, and of course he's held high-level positions in state government. I've been involved as an individual rights fighter for many years. He represented Ellen Mariani and others in these lawsuits against the government for involvement in 9/11. And Mr. Berg, it's good to have you on. For those that don't know you, hardest know who you are. Just in a nutshell, tell us about your career and some of your history.
Sure, thank you very much, and it's my pleasure to be representing Willie Rodriguez right now in the RICO lawsuit. But for a background, I'm a former Deputy Attorney General of Pennsylvania. Alex, I've been on your show before, and I commend you for all your good work that you do. I was also a candidate for governor and United States Senate from Pennsylvania. I've been a fighter for rights, individual rights, since I was in high school. I remember that I went to bat for my high school football team when they were eliminated because of a faulty point system. There was a three-way tie. So, and prior to that, even I was, when my father unfortunately passed away when I was 15, but when I was 12 and 13, he ran for judge, and I was out stuffing doors back at that time. So I've had a long experience politically, and I'm actually ashamed of what has gone on politically during this administration. This Bush administration has done more to take away individual rights than any other administration in 225 years. Currently, I represent Willie, Mr. Rodriguez, in a RICO lawsuit for information for your listeners. RICO stands for Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organization Act. The RICO statutes were created in the 1960s to go after the mafia or the mob. And it's my position, there's a mob in the White House, and they really have taken away rights. And we have to stand up, and there's people like you, Alex, who are tremendous on this. But the American people have to realize, and they have to open their ears, and I know your listeners believe, but they have to spread the word to their friends and relatives. And we're very thankful that we have the Internet, because without that, I don't think we would be at the stage we are now.
Mr. Berg, can you, for us, please, and, of course, Mr. Rodriguez, jump in any time you wish. Both of you have got the floor right now. Tell us specifically what CNN said yesterday, the conversation you had with them.
Well, basically, Glenn Beck stated on his show that he wanted someone to come on, I think being facetious, to agree with Charlie Sheen. So I immediately contacted them. I said, not only do I agree with Charlie Sheen, but I go further than Charlie Sheen. I'm actually an attorney having a lawsuit for this. And it became obvious at that point, you know, they contacted. Then there was, like, did a dance. They really didn't want that. And as you saw, they ended up with, I forget who, Dan Van Cleese, I think it was. They wanted, someone, they really didn't want someone to agree with Charlie Sheen. They don't want that position. They want to take the position that they look like they're looking for someone to believe, in the, position that Charlie Sheen has taken over the years of studying it, as you have and I have. And they just play footsie with you. You know, they don't want that. Not only the Glenn Beck show, I've contacted several of these shows on a regular basis. Riley, I've sent notes to. I did a pilot for Riley when he first went on, and I've contacted to be on about the 9/11, and they won't do it. They just the media here is just totally against what we're doing. I mean, even with Willie's case, more than mine, they had a car waiting for him. I mean, how outrageous is that? If you don't do what they want to do. And I believe the pressure is put on because, unfortunately, in this country, the press is owned and operated by very few corporations. And
well, Mr. Berg, let me just make a comment about Glenn Beck. I've been very aware of him for a long time.
Okay.
He is one of the most nasty, sinister, manipulative neocons who poses as a nonpartisan. He engages in yellow journalism. He's very deceptive. He builds straw men and then pulls them down. And, of course, it was Showbiz Tonight that was punished by having their slot moved to a worse slot, and Mr. Beck was then even put into that position. So you originally contacted him because you heard about that. Then mainline CNN then contacts Mr. Rodriguez, who was on the line with us, and then other people were contacted to go on other shows and were specifically told. We've now confirmed three separate individuals, and then a fourth that we're now getting word from that this happened to as well. So they're shopping for, quote, an insider from the 9/11 truth movement who just wants to get on TV, and to get on TV, they'll do anything. They'll come on and stab people in the back. Do you agree with that statement?
Oh, absolutely. And what I'm also amazed at, and to my chagrin, and
this
I'm really
is,
offended by what Judicial Watch just did. Judicial Watch came on and said, this new footage they showed proves that we're wrong. I mean, the new footage didn't show anything. The new footage just did as much as the Zachariah Moussaoui trial did.
Well, sir, you were a deputy attorney general, so you know the laws. In a court, this would be called witness tampering. This would be called coaching witnesses. I mean, it's okay if you're a news outlet and you want a certain view represented. It's certainly not balanced, but you need to be open about that. They're not, but they're actually shopping around trying to tell people what they want them to say.
Oh, absolutely. And when you don't say what you want, I was very fortunate to be in, I went to the Zachariah Moussaoui trial with Jim Fetzer from 9/11 Scholars, and we held a press conference in front of the building. Not a word of it made the mainstream media because they filmed us. They do. Fox News has filmed me every press conference I've ever had, never aired 1 minute, but I'm sure it all goes right to Republican National Headquarters and the White House.
I was contacted by another radio show in Washington. I don't know how they got my number, for the same thing, to talk about the clips on that day that was supposed to be on CNN. They said they would call me at 7:30, and I gave them the number of Jim Fester to be on the show as well. They never contacted me, and I probably assumed that Jim Fester never went on the air either.
By the way, I want to do something right now. Guys, get me the clips of the CNN anchor, Jamie McIntyre, their reporter there that day, saying he didn't see any records or plane, only small pieces of something. And then we cut to two clips from him 2 days ago saying it's ridiculous. He saw the wreckage. He photographed the fuselage. The conspiracy theories are just totally insane. Do you have those clips, Scott? Let's roll the first Jamie McIntyre clip. This is from 4 years, 9 months ago, just about an hour after whatever hit the Pentagon. This is Jamie McIntyre.
You know, it might have appeared that way, but from my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. The only site is the actual side of the building that's crashed in, and as I said, the only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you could pick up in your hand. There are no large tail sections, wing sections, a fuselage, nothing like that anywhere around, which would indicate that the entire plane crashed into the side of the Pentagon.
Okay, here is the next clip. These are two clips from him 2 days ago when they first broke this PSYOP, and he totally contradicts himself. Roll them back to back.
I had a camera with me. I took pictures of some of the wreckage, some of the parts of the fuselage, a part of the cockpit, until they told us we had to move back away from the scene.
And then the next
having
clip.
Been there on September 11th, having seen the plane wreckage and photographed it myself personally, I can tell you that that's nonsense, but...
And, of course, the full clip that he said on CNN is that it's nonsense that a plane didn't hit it while I saw all the wreckage and photographed it. Now, listen, I haven't gotten into this whole Pentagon thing, okay? It's very suspicious, the 16-foot hole, three rings of it. All of this is very suspicious, little or no debris. The Fed's grabbing the 88 surveillance cameras and cameras across the street and now releasing, in the last 4 years, three separate shoddy videos, one of them 4 years ago, two of them on Tuesday. All of this going on. Mr. Berg, what do you think's happening here?
Well, what they're trying to do is they're still trying to convince the public that we're all crazy. But what I have said many times is, U.S. government, Bush and your cronies, prove me wrong. Lay out in a big room all the evidence that you haven't shown, and if you can show me with absolute proof that I'm wrong, I'll walk away. Where are the cameras? The Sheraton, I think it was the Sheraton Hotel.
No, Sheraton and Sitka.
But the Sheraton Hotel, the employees were watching the video when the FBI came in and took it. Where is that video? Where is the one from the Sitka, is it? The gas
yes.
station. And where is the Department of Transportation? There's cameras on that highway.
There were federal and state highway cameras.
Right. Where are all those? Don't show us something here which shows nothing. This thing, I think they think this thing was going to put us to bed. That's what Judicial
yeah,
Watch said.
This is conclusive. They said in their press release, this will put all the conspiracy theories to rest. We're going to show you a crisp plane, and they show you a gray smudge. It's nothing. And we know that they had 88 cameras at the Pentagon aimed at that direction, high-quality live cameras recording in real time. Why will they only release these blurred frames? Rodriguez?
I don't understand what they're trying to do. They're really trying to manipulate the evidence. Remember, just to give you an example, the 9/11 Commission was created 2.5 years after 9/11. All the evidence was already adulterated. The steel beams were sent to Korea and China to make paper clips. There was no way they could do investigation of explosives on the remains of those residue. They couldn't do anything because
well, they destroyed the crime scenes. They destroyed the crime scenes on purpose.
Exactly. So now they're coming out with this allegation that they have this evidence from the Pentagon. We still don't believe it. I had
Judicial Watch on yesterday. It's a big headline on PrisonPlanet.com, and I had their Mr. Farrell on, former Army intelligence officer, and he admitted that it, quote, he admitted it looks like a honeypot. That's an intelligence operation where they give you something that's meant to heighten the debate and that they'll bring out crisper video, whether it's real or manufactured, of the passenger jet later. And this is meant to centralize the debate only around the Pentagon as a one-legged stool they can then cut down, again, whether it's real or manufactured. That doesn't matter. They want to simplify the debate for the American people instead of the controlled demolitions, the public officials warned not to fly.
But you know, it's very, whatever they come up with, I still can't believe, you know, the grass in front of the Pentagon is crystal clear. And what I say when I'm speaking around the country and Europe where I've been, I say to people, you have seen many pictures of plane crashes, haven't you, in the newspapers, on TV, and everyone says yes. I said, and you always see debris from planes, don't you? And the people say yes. I said, what debris did you see at the Pentagon or in Shanksville, Pennsylvania? And people say none. I said, well, isn't that strange? But in this case, and only in these two instances, they told us that these planes vaporized upon impact. I mean, how stupid do they think the American public is? And the big problem is, Alex, as you're aware, the American public's afraid to believe, they don't want to believe that their government would have done something like this, which they did.
I agree, but then we have Building 7 way down the street, not hit by a plane, not hit by debris, tiny fire start in it, and then it collapses magically, symmetrically, with a controlled demolition with squib blast points out the sides.
And remember, firemen go into buildings to put out fires, not to set explosives. And the Building 7, the 47-story building, it would have taken more than a couple hours to set explosives.
And then Silverstein's, exactly, days or weeks, Silverstein slips up and says he gave the order to blow it up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He said, let's pull it. And gentlemen,
let me just add this point. What does this show about Fox and CNN, their attacks on Sheen, their attacks on anyone that dare stands up? I believe it shows how afraid they are. They know they got a tiger by the tail. They know that people who have courage are standing up, more are standing up every day. They know their house of cards are falling, and this is really a desperation move to shore up their propaganda. Gentlemen, comments.
They say that they erroneously are protecting the victim's right, which is not true because we never asked for these kind of attacks. We never asked for these kind of news coverage.
Oh, that's actually a key point. They want to act like victims are mad at Sheen when Sheen has been contacted by dozens and dozens, and I don't even know how they get his email, and his parents get letters and from all these victims thanking him. The majority of the survivors are now questioning the story. They picketed the White House. Mr. Berg represents some of them. Mr. Berg, how asinine is that? What Mr. Rodriguez just brought up is absolutely seminal. It's absolutely key here that they're trying to act like the victims are mad at Sheen, and that's some of the attacks we saw on Fox News earlier a few months ago. They tried to say that the victims, how dare him say this? This hurts the victims. When it was just a Scripps Howard News Service reporter, they couldn't even get a real survivor to come on and attack him then. They've probably been trying for months. Gentlemen, go ahead.
Absolutely. Phil Berg here. You know, the thing is, sure, there are going to be some victims that will agree with their position. And the other thing is, you have to recall that most of them took money under the Stabilization Act for the first time in history.
$1.5 million.
They were paid money, from a little money to several millions of dollars. But part of that was, as my former client Ellen Mariani said, it was called hush money. Because by taking that money, they were precluded from bringing in a suit against the Port Authority, the airlines, the insurance companies, or the government.
What they use against the victim. And it was not 1.2, it was $3.2 million that they received on average. And it was after we sued twice the Federal Compensation Fund that they raised those funds. And I was part of that mistake because I believe at that moment that it was the right thing. I was being part of the whole scheme. I was telling the victims to go out and get the money because I didn't even know what was happening. We were giving our rights back to the government.
Have you been offered money when you started going public to shut up?
I've been offered everything, positions, even a television show. I did a television show in English geared to the Spanish population on PBS here locally, and I did it for a year and a half, and after that I got offers to do a bunch of other things, and I just refused because I wanted to concentrate on getting the truth out.
Mr. Berg, I want to get your comments on Charlie Sheen. I mean, you're a lawyer, you're a former deputy attorney general, so you know dirty tricks. And I know some behind-the-scenes stuff I can't even talk, I'm not at liberty to talk about, but is it obvious to you that dirty tricks have been used on Sheen, and now this CNN is just more evidence of that?
Well, obviously. What happened, Charlie Sheen goes on, and the next couple of days, CNN did a poll, and I forget the percentage, wasn't it about 78%?
83% when it closed.
83% of the people called in or voted as CNN, saying they believe the truth wasn't told. They believe in Charlie Sheen, the way he's interpreting everything. Charlie Sheen didn't say he knew all the answers, but Charlie Sheen said what we have been saying all along is that it no way happened the way the government told us it happened. It's no way those twin towers came down by the small fires. And the second building was hit. 56 minutes later, that building came down. The firemen reported right before that there were two small fires left, both under control. Jet fuel burns at 1,000 degrees. Steel, you have to between 1,500 and 2,500 degrees. I mean, it's so ludicrous, the story they put out. It just doesn't make any logical sense. And the other question, where were the fighter jets on 9/11, except for the one that in western Pennsylvania? Flight 93 is another attempt to make us look like we're wrong. God bless anyone who died that day. They're all heroes. But Flight 93 was shot down. The
gentlemen,
field was over 8 miles long.
Yes, gentlemen, Mr. Rodriguez, Mr. Berg, thank you both for joining us. We'll talk to you both in the very near future. And Mr. Rodriguez is going to be coming out to our 9/11 conference June 24th and 25th in L.A. He'll be one of the speakers on the second day. Thank you both, gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
And Phil Berg hopes to join you in L.A.
Fantastic, sir. You're invited. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Clearly.
General Craig Roberts is coming up the next 2 hours with us. We're going to cover a ton of news, a bunch of different issues, get his take on it. I've got articles here where the Knesset's saying if we don't attack Iran, they're going to do it and draw us into the war. I've got articles where people ask police for directions and they're viciously arrested. This is mainstream news. This is the new mentality. We've seen this many times before. We're not against the police. We're against this mindset, this brainwashing, where they're turned into attack dogs. We'll get into so much more and take your calls in the second and third hour. You definitely want to come to our big 9-11 meeting that we're going to be having, American Scholars Symposium, 9-11 and the Neocon Agenda in Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. Don't wait. Be sure and get your hotel rooms. You don't get those through us. You just call the Sheraton. And be sure and get your tickets now, multiple tickets. When you get multiple, they're $34 a piece. You get one alone, it's $74 because of the cost of the huge banquet hall and flying everybody there. But that's pretty inexpensive for a two-day conference. And kill a couple birds with one stone while you're there. Go ahead and visit family in Southern California or see the site. Stay 4 or 5 days, but maybe get there on Friday. Go to the conference Saturday and Sunday and then go engage in some tourism. It's right during the summer vacation period when a lot of folks go on vacation, so make a vacation out of it. There's going to be some surprise guests there, hint, hint, that I'm not going to get into until you get there and you see it. The former head of the Star Wars program will be there, Bob Bowman, Professor Stephen Jones, physics professor exposing inside job, Professor James Fetzer, William Rodriguez, Jimmy Walters going to be there. He said he's coming. We're going to have Webster Tarpley, myself. I'm going to premiere my new film, Terror Storm, at the beginning. We're going to have a press conference at the start. It's going to be exciting. There's been some confusion, too, folks. We're not blocking rooms out for attendees. And so people call up and they go, I'm calling for the conference. And you call the toll-free number. And then they say, what conference? The conference is called American Scholar Symposium, 9-11 and the Neocon Agenda. But you just book your room there. It's separate from that. So when you're calling the main 1-800 number that isn't even in L.A., people are saying, I'm signing up for the conference. That's not where you call to get the tickets. You call us to get the tickets, or you order them online. Your tickets will be there. When you get there, we'll email you the ticket with a ticket number, or if you physically call the toll-free number and request one mailed to you, we will mail one to you. When you get there, you just check in once, you get a wristband. One time, it's not checking in and out, but it'll be about 1,000 people, so we open the doors an hour before each day. You'll be able to see the press conference that's going on. If you get there at 10 a.m. on Saturday, it'll be at 10:30. The conference kicks off at 11, and so again, you just call the toll-free number that's on the website that we've built for this, and you just simply book the 24th and 25th at the Sheraton downtown Los Angeles. That's the name of it. You get your rooms there, or you can get rooms anywhere around there you wish. There are dozens of motels and dozens of hotels within just a few miles of there. It's right downtown by the sports stadiums, and so you can't miss it. It's just there's been some confusion over that. You just call and get your tickets from us, then later you can get a hotel wherever you want, or you can call that number that's on there if you want to save, I think it's like $70 a night, and you tell them that you want the social rate. It's part of a social gathering. You just say, oh, it's part of a social rate. There's a conference there that weekend. You're going to be attending the conference. That's all you got to tell them, social rate, and then you get a big discount. And it's only got 550 rooms, so they're going to go fast. I mean, already a lot of the rooms have been filled, so get your rooms if you want those. But get your tickets at InfoWars.com via the secure online ticket shopping cart or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139 to get your tickets. 1-888-253-3139. And, of course, there's a secure shopping cart on the websites to get hard copies of all the films and books, and you can call that toll-free number and get the books and videos there as well, which are excellent and will also support this broadcast.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.